today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
We love new things. When someone gives you something you like, how does it make you feel? Do you take time to open it? Do you take time putting the key in the ignition if they gave you a new car? Do you take time putting the diamond ring on your finger? Do you take the time putting the Rolex on your arm? Or do you push it away and say, I'll do it later? Well, I don't think so. How are you going to embrace this new year? We're into the 15th day of the year, and God is giving you what you want. Another day, another year. Would you give the day back? Would you say, I don't want another year? I don't think so. Many of you have already planned what you're going to do in 2016. Many of you have already made your plans to get married, to go to school, to take a trip, to buy a new home, a car, a boat, or membership at a golf course, and so much more. Have you gotten ahead of God? Have you asked Him about the new day and the new year He has given to you? In Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 15, we are reminded to beware lest there be in us an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. The writer is talking to those who had the same potential characteristics as the generation that perished in the wilderness without seeing the promised land. They were the unbelieving Jewish brethren who were in the company of the holy brethren in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, it records, but exhort one another daily while it is called today. Today is a reference to the very moment while the word of God is fresh in your mind. We are in distressing times, and that brings with it thoughts of returning to the old way of doing things, as the people of that day did when they were tempted to return to the Levitical system in the face of knowing a better way through Jesus Christ. The new year will bring with it 365 new days that will challenge you in a new way, ways that will bring hope to the lives of people you interact with. You are the key to many having a great year in 2016. The best thing you can do is be an effective witness. Your effective witness will turn many souls to Christ, introducing them to the greatest year of their life, thereby you having a great year as you serve God's purpose. Lifting up the name of Jesus will provide the opportunity for Him to draw them into an intimate relationship with Him. Welcome to the new year once again. Welcome to new challenges. Welcome to new opportunities. Welcome to new blessings. God has given you 365 new days with brand new mercies. Let's get to work. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.